Blessed be the name of the Lord. We magnify the name of the Lord for his goodness, for his mercy, for all that he has been doing for us. I thank the Lord for the opportunity given to me to take the devotion for this week. I'm your brother Cornelius Malachi Shein from Nigeria. We thank the Lord for many servants of his that he has been using all this while to bless us, and also to our precious brother Andrew Piri. Pray for more grace. Thank you for your prayers, your encouragement. The Lord bless you richly. Today we are going to look at the topic to begin with, titled Another Gospel. Shall we open to the book of Galatians chapter 1 verse 9? As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. In chapter 3 of the same book of Galatians, verse 1, O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you, that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth, crucified among you. We are taking this topic to help us understand. Many a times we tend to convince ourselves that as long as we are out of denomination, accepting the gospel, accepting the knowing the Godhead and other fundamental doctrines, we are free from preaching another gospel. Now, these believers in Galatia knew about the Godhead. They knew about baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But something happened as they continue in the journey of the faith. They were enticed into depending on the law in order to please God instead of the Lord Jesus Christ. A lot of us are guilty of that. We preach another gospel after we are saved by grace. We deviate the mind of the people away from Christ, sometimes to ourselves, sometimes to someone. Once you preach and you magnify the prophet of this age in the mind of the people, instead of Christ, you are preaching another gospel. Once you lift a certain man directly or indirectly in the mind of the people, instead of Christ, you are preaching another gospel. And Paul said, he asked a question, who has bewitched you? It's actually a witchcraft, because it's a deviation of the attention of people into idolatry, into resisting the grace of God in their life. And as such, the implication is that as long as the people are not looking unto Jesus, they cannot be perfected. So you set them up as a preacher when you preach, deviating their attention from the person of Christ. That's why the apostle at the early church will always, especially Brother Paul, will always fight whoever deviates the mind of the people, the attention of the people from Christ. There is a place he even called them dogs. There are people that we left the denomination together with, and they have assignment to form another denomination in our midst. The issue of fighting, in the book of Jude said, contend for the faith. We contend for the faith. The faith is the revelation of Jesus Christ. As it was in the early church, the way they were looking unto Jesus. When we say looking unto Jesus, actually, we are not talking about looking at a man that is Jewish in complexion, a man with a beard. We are actually talking of Jesus Christ as our Savior. Jesus Christ as our sanctification. Jesus Christ as our justification. Jesus Christ as our wisdom. Jesus Christ as our all in all. So when you say you are looking unto Jesus, it means that you have denounced boasting in your ability to please God. You are rejecting any other means of pleasing God but trusting in Jesus Christ. As in, Jesus Christ is the only hope you have. So I pray that God will help us, even as we journey in this faith, in this life, we'll look unto Jesus, will not deviate our mind or the mind of the people from Jesus Christ to maybe even anointing oil or even what you call water. You bless the water. I'm not saying God instruction. God can instruct things like this to be used occasionally, but when the attention of people are deviated from Christ to those things, he becomes idols to them. So I pray that God will help us to press on as they did in the early church. The Lord bless his word in our hearts. God bless you. Shalom.